Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use continues. This is Liberty Roundtable Live for May 8th in the year of our Lord, 2015. It's hour 2 at 2. And our goal to protect life, liberty, and property and to promote God, family, and country remains the same. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide in getting that done. We believe the checks and balances inspired by the Almighty, put in place by the founder, brilliant. And the solution, we don't need a revolution. The restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth will suffice. The question is, will you help us get that done? We got to run a hoe. And it all starts now. This is a freedom-loving, fantastic Friday. We're taking America back one heart, one mind, one issue at a time. And it's a special Friday for me because it's my 23rd wedding anniversary. So I'm grateful, absolutely grateful for that because it is about God, family, and country. And, you know, we don't just talk about this stuff on the radio. We live it, folks. If you don't believe us, many listeners have come to visit us and spent time with our families and have eaten lunch with us, and they've even seen our houses and how high on the hog we live, Kurt. We've done it all, buddy. All right, Kurt Crosby's with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You're very welcome. We don't really live high on the hog. It was a little bit of a joke. We are grateful
for
our
surroundings. Well, we have some hog or pork sometime.
Good point.
You know,
yep.
I mean, you know, and so we'll get together and bake in a little bit sometime. I mean, you know, that's living high. High would be we're at about 4,500 feet elevation, so we're kind of living high or whatever.
Well, sometimes, know. Kurt, in an emergency situation, you just fire from half court and hope for the best, don't you? Just saying.
Well, you know, this story here, you know, the headline reads, Mormon man's half-court shot is a reminder for families that miracles happen. Now, what I thought was kind of cool about this, most everybody's been or heard of these ball games where they offer you, you know, a prize. If you can make, like in this case, you had to make a layup, then you got to make a free throw, then you got to make a three-point shot, and you got to make a half-court shot.
A lot of times these are like halftime contests, right, Kurt?
Yeah, that's right.
Yep,
that's
go ahead.
Right. And so, I mean, it's typically not something that happens simply because it's tough to make all those shots, especially the half court, you know.
I heard that. it's the pressure though too. You get there out there at halftime and they're playing music and the crowds are cheering,
And
I'm just telling you might even actually do it under normal circumstances, right? But they up the ante quite a bit here. It's already hard to get done in the first place, but now it's really hard, right?
Everybody's watching. There's 50 grand on the line.
Yeah.
One of my
best friends went on, this is a side derail discussion, but it kind of makes the point.
Yeah.
He went on Wheel of Fortune many, many years ago, and the answer was candy bar, but he kept saying Mandy Far, and he lost, Kurt.
Oh, darn.
But the thing is that any other time, I'm sure in his life, he would have nailed that thing in about a second. But it was just so under pressure, and you're just so, it's like trying to remember a word on the radio. Good luck once you think, and you know, then it's too late, right? So it's live and it's real time.
Yeah, yeah. And in this guy's case, his name was drawn, you know, out of a pool of 2,700 participants. He's going to have a chance to get 50 grand if he made a layup, a free throw, an NBA three-pointer, and a half-court shot. Then, you know, when he heard he was going to be, you know, getting this chance, he went down, he says, three floors into a restroom and said a prayer. He said he prayed that it wouldn't embarrass him. He wouldn't be embarrassed, but that if there is a reason for it, to let it happen.
There you go.
Yeah, his strategy.
By the way, let me just stop
you
there. I don't mean to derail this, but I think it's important. By the way, that's how we ought to take on most aspects of our lives, don't you think, folks? Or you could just go, God doesn't care about this little contest, and none of that matters. And we can think that about the Almighty, but he is interested in our personal lives and in who we are. He does answer prayers, maybe not the way we want all the time, but he does answer them. And I'm just here to tell you that I think going about your life carefully, turning to God for guidance, is a key to everything we do. So anyway, sorry for the side derail on that, but I think it's important to understand, and this guy sets that example, Kurt.
Yeah, and so out of these 2,700 possible participants, they picked 10 of them, and this guy was the ninth one to, give it a shot. Oh, maybe that's a good phrase for this. But anyway, nobody had gotten past, very far so far. He was planning to use the backboard. And the story says all that he had to do was now to make the half-court shot because he had already made all the other ones, and the money would be his. He backed up all the way to full court, thinking that if he could run to the half-court mark, he would have enough momentum to throw the ball far enough. They said the plan went out the window when, instead of running to half court, he took two steps and threw the ball while still at the end of the court. So, in other words, this was even way farther back than just your half court shot. The story says it hit the upper right hand corner of the square, and it should have shot off to the right. My impression right at that moment was, did I just see what I just saw? Smith made every shot and won the money. He was told by the staff that it had never been done before. He called his wife to tell her the good news. She responded by saying, "Father in heaven must have had a reason for that. You're lucky, but not that lucky. You're good, but not that good." They said 1 year later, he and his wife had to check their son into a treatment facility for drug addiction. The cost would have been beyond their financial means, but with the money they had won, they were able to pay for his stay.
So there you have it. So, in a way, it's kind of a story of tragedy because of the son and the circumstances. But here's my point. I think we're all living on a prayer. Isn't that a song from, do you know who, Kurt?
Living on a Prayer.
Yeah,
I don't remember who the group is.
Sam. Bon Jovi, bro. Come on.
You? BJ.
Well, don't say that, Kurt. Don't say that on the radio.
Bon Jovi. Yeah,
I get all that. I'm just telling you.
Okay, sorry.
Wow. So miracles do happen, folks. And Benjamin Franklin kind of talked about, if a sparrow should fall without, it can't fall without God's notice. Can a nation rise without his aid, right? I don't have the quote perfect, but everybody remembers what I'm talking about. And I think the same thing's true here. If this Mormon man's half-court shot is a reminder for families that miracles do happen, what about a nation, Kurt? Could we kind of, just go to the side a little bit and say a little bit of prayer and then anxiously engage ourselves in the good cause and then, have a miracle too? That's what we're praying for.
Well, yeah, and lately, for example, we got a pretty good little batch of rain, and at least our beloved mayor earlier in the year was telling everybody.
Batches.
Yeah, well, I think it does. But anyway, in this case, our beloved mayor was telling us earlier in the year that hey, everybody's going to just have to quit using their turning on their water, and like out in California, they got brown lawns and well. Governor's name is Brown, though, isn't it? But anyway, they got brown lawns and all these different things, but I don't hear the governor.
Maybe they need to elect a new governor called Green, and it'll change their fortunes, Kurt.
Yeah, but maybe the governor could actually tell them to repent and follow God's laws. And
that'd be sackcloth and ashes.
Fasting.
Would that be black, Kurt?
Yeah.
What? You can't say that.
And,
come on.
And then, maybe the God of heaven could drop a little rain.
Maybe people ought to just take a break from California and just go to this special luxury camping resort, Kurt.
Well, yes, Sam, I saw this and I thought, now this would be just a perfect idea for a family reunion. Now, most people have seen these Conestoga wagons. What they are is basically, just old-fashioned wagons that they'd use to go across the plains. Well, at this place called Bear Lake, they got this deal where you can go there and camp. And what you've got is you've got your campfire in the middle, and then you've got these wagons that surround it. And so, you know, say you've got a family reunion, everybody can have their little wagon there. Inside the wagon, you've got, you know, basically twin beds or double beds or queen beds. You know, you've got nice, what I'd call some pretty nice facilities, you know, right there. And yet you're out under the stars and all that kind of stuff.
So wait a minute. Cool, you were telling me luxury.
Yeah, well, it's luxury because they got right inside there, there's like a bathroom. And I mean, they got pretty nice stuff for all camping.
Right. I was kind of thinking different luxury. I was thinking caviar and stuff like that. You know what I'm talking about? All right, hold on.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages, American Heritage School in American Fork.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
Hey, Curtis, you're supposed to say Caribbean or Caribbean? Just kind of wondering.
Just before we get there, I was going to ask you a question on this last story. Do you know what glamping is?
Glamping?
Glamping.
I know what camping is.
Well, yeah, that's glamping. What this is, Sam. It's glamour camping.
I see.
And so they call it
like
glamping.
Rock star camping. Right.
Yeah, you know, and like this story says, they're not trying to help people rough it. We're just trying to make camping really comfortable and real easy. These Conestoga Ranch camp well, these covered wagon-style tents. They're going to have 8 more full-style glamping tents, not glamour camping, but glamping. Neither style is intended to give people a full pioneer experience. Instead,
you know
each tent will have...
They're calling this the destination called the Caribbean of the Rockies, or the Caribbean of the Rockies, okay?
Oh, okay. Well, so, anyway.
It's now easier to go to and more exciting than ever.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The water you're talking about. Okay, I get you there.
Well, that's why they're talking about the Caribbean of the Rockies, Kurt.
On these,
or the Caribbean.
On these camp or these tents that are looking like a wagon, they say they're not intended to give people a full pioneer experience. Instead, each tent's going to have electricity and beds with linens provided. That's pretty much what you plan on when you go camping. Some of the more luxurious options, they say, will include king-size beds, full bathrooms, and a mini fridge. Doesn't
see,
say
my caviar
what
wasn't
with.
Too far off, Kurt.
Yeah, there you go.
Reserve your tent for Conestoga today.
Anyway, I thought the idea was kind of interesting.
I just want to know how much, bro. How much for these things?
I said, you can start off at $95 a night. So, you know, it's a little bit stronger than, you know, if you're just out in the woods. You know what I mean?
Well, if they're going to have old-fashioned soda pop, I might go. If not, then I ain't going.
A little glamping going on.
Well, do you know what, you know, the old-fashioned soda pops were, Kurt?
Yeah, it was with just sugar instead of...
well, they had that, but they also had different kinds, Kurt. They didn't have, like, you know, Pepsi and Dew and those kind of things.
Yeah, well,
you know what I mean?
I know you're the, soda pop connoisseur. What was your favorite kind? Like Orange Crush? Or
I liked Orange Crush back in the day, yeah. I was a little kid drinking Orange Crush, you bet. That was back when they had the pull-top cans, Kurt, where you'd pull the top all the way off and had sharp edges. People just might die, so they had to get rid of those. You know what I mean?
Oh, I don't even remember those. Well, I mean, the ones I remember were the bottles that you had to pop the top, and, you know, those were pretty cool.
Yeah. That's when you had to use a bottle opener for those dudes, man. That was back in the
day. That's right.
All right. Well, luxury camping coming on to Bear Lake. Man, we're talking about the Caribbean of the Rockies. I think that's an interesting term. I wouldn't really think of it. But the point is, it's on what's called Bear Lake, just so people know, in the Rocky Mountains, though. And Bear Lake is a very large, very fun lake to be on. There's fishing. There's water skiing. It's got beaches of sand where you can play in the water and stuff like that.
A lot of raspberries.
Huh?
A lot of raspberries up there, too.
They got raspberries.
You know, that's why the bears like it. You know, a lot of raspberries.
Oh, good point. Yeah, there's bears up there, too. So you got to be a little careful.
But you can barely see them.
At Bear Lake.
And you don't want to go bear around there.
Well, hey, go to luxury camping. Glamping is what they're calling it. And just take the bear necessities because they got you covered. All right? Now, families are at Bear Lake, and families are having glamping, luxury camping, and everything else. But they're also, Kurt.
Yeah.
They're also having big wins. Families score win, Kurt. WorldNet Daily Radio, WND Radio. Do you think WND ought to carry Liberty Roundtable too, Kurt?
I think so.
Right, you call them and get on that for me, will you?
I will. I'll do that in my spare time. But it was interesting, and we've heard about this forever. You know, remember how, I mean, basically the standard cable deal would say, hey, man, you have to pay for MTV, and you've got to pay for all these other things, even though the only thing you want is the family channel.
Well, it's just the way that our licensing works, Kurt, and we really can't help it, and we really can't control it, okay?
Yeah, that's what they'd always say, right? Well, you're seeing more and more of folks saying, hey, yeah, we're not on that. You know, you got things like the Roku player, so many other things that are... Well, given competition to the standard satellite channels, the dish, you know, and all that stuff.
It's kind of like this. A la carte, I cut the cord. Capiche? Right?
Yeah.
It's like that.
There you go. Good point. Anyway, they say consumers are starting to see progress in this fight to stop paying for cable TV channels they don't want. I mean, what a shocker.
More than just they don't want them, though, Kurt. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they don't not want them, and they don't want their money going to them. Parents Television Council President Tim Winter said Well, this is exciting. It's not a huge change, but it could be the first step in that direction. He said it reminds him of Neil Armstrong's first words on the moon. He said it was a small step for man, but a giant leap for mankind. But anyway, he says, you know, it's similar to that. He says it's a step toward a video distributor trying to allow their consumers to have more choice, and that's a good thing. So, you know, hey, some good news.
But the headline in the store says, families score win in cable TV battle. You see, Kurt, the big issue is it's not just preference about what they like and don't like or whatever. The families are claiming they don't want to be forced. I'm going to say that again. They don't want to be forced to pay for pornography, Kurt. So it's a little more than just I don't really like that channel. You know, I don't like animated movies or
good
something.
Point.
It's about being forced to pay for the destruction of their values, their beliefs. Okay, it's a little different, you know. And I agree, I don't want to be forced to pay for porn.
And it goes with what you've said so many times. They always want to say they're pro-choice when it comes to killing babies. But then if we're pro-choice, in other words, we want to save babies, or we don't want to pay for pornography, then, hey, man, you can't do that.
Great point. And it used to be, Kurt, where what they'd say is this. Well, we give you a choice, Kurt. You can either take the whole combo package and pay for porn or fly a kite. Right? And we responded and said, fine,
choice.
We'll cut the cord. And they said, well, wait a minute. Come back. We can talk about this now. We really can. The new media takes center stage, ladies and gentlemen. And, you know, all I'm telling you is this is another example, Kurt. You know how everybody says, well, one person can't make a difference, or, you know, what you're doing isn't making any difference, or whatever negativity somebody wants to just shoot into me all the time. My response is, isn't this where somebody's taking action, Kurt, and we see some gains? Just imagine if 10 times that many people jumped the board and took action. It reminds me of a tug of war with the porn companies. And, buddy, we just yanked those suckers across the line right now. Okay? We're making a difference. And families are scoring a win. And I'm grateful for those families standing up. I just cut my cord, so I don't know if I'm part of the solution or not. But I'm not paying for porn. That's for sure. See, it's about voting with your mind, your dollars, your feet, your heart, your heart, your head, your efforts, your energy, your all. Right, Kurt? That's what it's about.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
And the fact is, you can live all right without being connected to cable.
What?
And,
are you kidding me? No, you're right. Good point. And people need to realize
that.
It's
so amazing. It's possible, you know, to do that.
The next headline says, conservatives unite, Kurt.
Yeah, very good, Sam. Well, and what are they uniting about in this
case? You emailed me and said, hey, do you get these emails and stuff? And
oh,
I get some of them. Conservatives are uniting.
Here's your story about how, remember when Ron Paul put together all that money, and then, a lot of it would basically go towards the enemies of Ron Paul? Well, in this case, what you've got is you've got the, what's it called? The Tea Party group that's telling folks, hey, man, ante up and we're going to put some more ads on the radio or ads on the air. Well, what is going to happen? That money's going to basically go to their enemies. And that's what's happening here. They're going to put some Tea Party ads for a guy that's going to go against the bad guys on the air.
Well, we'll talk about it, too. Why don't we see a penny of that money, huh? Huh?
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R-word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
When camping overnight, your tent is one of the most important items you'll have with you. That's why it's vital to have a quality tent that is easy to carry and will withstand the elements. Teton Sports offers top quality tents for any of your camping needs. The Outfitter XXL cot tent weighs only 4 pounds, but provides plenty of space for a comfortable night's sleep. Teton Sports also has a 6-man tent, which weighs only 14 pounds for camping overnight with friends and family. Each tent is easy to assemble and is easily transportable, and each is made with 1200mm coated polyester, providing strong and durable protection from weather and cold. Teton Sports also offers sleeping bags, backpacks, duffels, and more to ensure a quality outdoor experience. Wherever your outdoor adventures take you, you will be safe and comfortable in a quality tent from Teton Sports. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman's Warehouse, Dick's Sporting Goods, Wholesale Sports, or visit TetonSports.com.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Listen to the lyrics, ladies and gentlemen, Liberty Roundtable Live.
Me and all my friends, we're all misunderstood. They say we stand for nothing, there's no way we ever could. Now we see everything that's going wrong with the world. Just to feel like we don't have a means to rise above and beat it. So we keep on waiting, waiting, waiting on the world to change. Keep on waiting, waiting, waiting on the world to change. It's hard to beat the system, but we're standing at a distance. So we keep on waiting, waiting, waiting on the world to change.
That's not how I roll, ladies and gentlemen. I prefer to take the bull by the horns and get her done. The American people can make a difference. Don't let anybody let you believe the lie that we can't. Back to the broadcast. Sam and Kurt, news the networks refuse to use. We're talking about conservatives uniting. They want to help keep the, what do they call it, the Ross radio ad on the air, Kurt, and we support them in that because they're trying to elect a conservative down there in Mississippi, and they're doing a good job. The only problem is, see, Kurt, I would suggest they need to spend their money to buy the media so that next go round we have a greater potential to make sure that our message is heard. If we're not careful, we just gather everybody's hard-earned money, spend a bunch of money with the people that aren't really for our cause, and then next time we got to try to raise the money again to spend it again to get our word out. I think their efforts are great. I don't want to down what they're doing, but I want to say that we ought to be a little more strategic. We got to use stratagem, maybe, to try to make sure that we have longevity in the ability of our desire to get the message out. It's not a one-time, one-shot, think of a short election cycle scenario, Kurt. We got to think a little longer term than that. You know what I mean? That's my thought.
I certainly do, and that was the reason I brought it up. I suppose that we could probably even tell them about, you know, if they wanted to buy a old-fashioned radio station. I shouldn't say old-fashioned. Radio station. either AM or FM or whatever, you know, that they could probably do it right down there in Mississippi for the money they're going to raise.
Well, and that's the whole point, is that I think we really need to think longer term on some of these things. By the way, the FBI's in the news, Kurt. Did you see this?
FBI.
Federal Bureau of Investigation. Yeah. They need to call it the UFBI because it's unconstitutional. But nevertheless, the FBI admits to using surveillance. I guess they had planes above the Baltimore protest, according to Russia Today. And the FBI has now admitted that they have carried out their surveillance of protests in Baltimore. I guess they used a secretive fleet of planes, Kurt. Their small aircraft activity in the skies above Baltimore alerted some folks. Social media users, you know what that means, don't you, Kurt? Bloggers.
What, Facebookers?
Twitter people. You know, Facebook, et cetera. Anyway, the social media users tracked the planes online and found out and then forced the FBI now to admit, yep, we were illegally spying on people in the protests in Baltimore. Now, the reason I bring this up, Curtis, this is another example about we know what the FBI did. They can't get away with their subterfuge and their belligerence, their manipulation and their lies and their secret spying near as easy as they once could have. Yesteryear abuse is gone. Accountability is at the forefront. And I bring this up because I want people to understand, this is an example where everybody's going to run around and go, oh, you can't make any difference. You can't do any good. Oh, what you're doing is not of any value. Oh, what are you going to tell the bloggers and the Facebookers and the tweeters and the about this thing? Well, they made a difference and we created accountability. It's not going to be as easy. Now, sure, they still spied on us, but they got caught. And that's a huge step in the right direction. Does it solve the problem exactly? No, not yet, Kurt. Now it's going to take outrage by the American people. Peaceful, appropriate, driven outrage to demand accountability. I don't mean through violence, but I mean through their representatives and et cetera, to say, look, the FBI needs to be defunded. They shouldn't be allowed to do this. It's got to stop. And this is right on the brink of them working on passing Patriot Act 2.0 or possibly NDAA. Or some of these other abusive legislative pieces. The Republicans are at the helm trying to pass this, and this just underscores why they should not. FBI admits to using surveillance planes above Baltimore, gets caught by new media. Think about that difference, Kurt, and tell me that we can't make a difference, that nothing we're doing has any effect for good. I don't buy it. I don't believe it, Kurt. It has plenty to do for good, and just look at the example. Do we need to push harder? Yes. Do we need more? Absolutely. Are we done? Do we just sit back and hang out in our lazy boy recliners? Certainly not. But nobody could tell me that that's not a step in the right direction. Kurt, it is, and we got to give credit for it being so. And that's good news, Kurt. Not good news they spied on us, but good news that we caught them at it. Good news that we don't have to trust the mainstream press anymore, that we can do an end run round or break through their line, whatever you want to call it. We're forcing them to a different narrative, to a different discussion every day. All right, Rand Paul's in the news, Kurt. He's taking on the same issues. Before, we never even had any senators or House representatives or anybody even speaking out for our positions, Kurt. Now, we don't have enough of them. We need to get more. But every day, a conservative elected official speaks out for our position. Rand Paul, in this case, no different, Kurt.
Well, that's right. Yeah, the headline reads, Senator Rand Paul, what you discuss on your phone is none of the government's business. I mean, just imagine that kind of thinking.
Think about growing up, though. How many senators did you have speaking out on these issues, Kurt? When I grew up, you know, I didn't really hear much about that stuff. Now, every day someone challenges the federal government's status quo, don't they?
Yep. And lately, there was a, I guess some, I can't remember which kind of court said, hey, man, this Government Patriot Act or whatever it was, there's some section of it that went too far where the NSA is gathering all your phone records or whatever. And, you know, it's just really just gone too far. The only problem is they didn't tell them to quit doing it. They did tell them that it had gone too far. But now, Senator Paul, as well as maybe some others, are going to say, hey, we're going to quit doing that, but we'll see.
And good for them. Good for the bloggers forcing the FBI to admit. Good for the conservatives uniting to get a good, honest person elected. Good for families scoring win in cable TV center where they don't want to be forced to pay for porn. Right? And good for Phyllis Schlafly, well-known constitutional commentator, constitutional attorney, leader of the women's organization called Eagle Forum. She won. Back in the day, she defeated the Equal Rights Amendments back in the 70s, Kurt. She's written a lot of books. Says she's well-known as a radio talk show host. She's a friend of ours. She doesn't go quite far enough in sometimes, in my view, but nevertheless, she does a lot of good, and she makes the news again, Kurt.
Well, that's right. She's, basically saying that now, this whole marriage thing where the homosexuals want to change it all, she's saying, hey, this is a kind of a do-or-die situation, kind of the old deal where the Equal Rights Amendment was for so many years ago, and she's jumping into the mix, Phyllis Schlafly. And she's, done some great stuff over the years.
Yes, and what do you think of her statement, Kurt, that it's kind of do or die?
It just almost seems like we've got so many things like that, do or die, as far as I can see. They're the old target-rich environment idea. There's a lot of things that make up the difference. What you've got, in my opinion, you're going to have areas of the country where, the homosexuals are going to, I guess you could say, take over or whatever, and then you're going to have other areas where the families are still going to, do the whole family thing,
Well, and I don't really believe that it's do or die necessarily based on this one issue. I do believe it's do or die because there's not respect for the rule of law. Okay, so whether it's, the gay and lesbian issue, whether it's amnesty, whether it's, there's so many issues, the Federal Reserve System. I believe all those issues are creating do or die for America. I don't disagree with Phyllis, but I wouldn't hang my hat on this one item, for example. All right.
I thought it was interesting in the WorldNet Daily piece about her, talked about back in the 70s when she would, come out about the whole Equal Rights Amendment. She'd, it said she heckled feminists by opener speaking engagements with quips like, "I'd like to thank my husband for letting me be here tonight."
Wow, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. I'm just saying. I don't know that Phyllis Schlafly's husband tells her where she can be exactly. Knowing Phyllis, I doubt that. Right. Nevertheless, you are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live, and I want to thank my wife for letting me be here.
Has your dancing and romancing done gone away? Are you moaning and a-groaning from the stresses of the day? Are you reeling and a-peeling because a headache's on the way? Well, relax for just a moment. Stress relief is on the way. Of what am I speaking, you ask? The essential oils of long historic use, the wisdom of the ages, the health care of the ancients, frankincense, myrrh, hyssop, and hundreds of others too numerous to mention. What could be more appealing? Do you know that Young Living essential oils is an element of life that makes them extremely effective in body rejuvenation? This element is called vibration, and it works with body systems, not against them. The professionals at Divine Living Oils have tested and been so impressed with this product that we are using them to help others. And who are we? We are health professionals with many years' experience. Trust us, we have seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. Our motto? Because we care about you. Do your health and spirit a great favor. Call us at 304-542-4226. That's 304-542-4226. Again, that's 304-542-4226.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T, that's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com. or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211 or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is, again, the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, there's headlines all over the news, and Sam and Kurt have been on the forefront of this discussion for quite some time, and that is the face of education is changing, to say the least. The new media taking center stage idea is new educational opportunities taking center stage, Kurt.
Well, that's right, Sam, and, you know, this rarely happens, but in this case, there's a little, you know, four-letter, I don't know if you call it a word, but that I had
it's
heard
an acronym,
about,
isn't
that
it,
Sam, yeah, that Sam didn't know about, which, you know,
no,
it's,
I didn't.
This, like I say, it's rare, but it's happened in history.
Well, I knew about the
before.
I knew about the agenda and the direction here. I just didn't know this word, Kurt, or this acronym.
And when you look it up, it's the letters are MOOC, and so you say it MOOC, you know, or MOOC, yeah, MOOC. But it stands for Massive Open Online Course, and you know, the Wikipedia guys would kind of explain it and tell you when it kind of started, et cetera. But, you know, to me, what's happening, you know, Sam always called it disruptive technologies, you know, when different things would change things quite a bit. And that's the case here. This piece came to us through an email from the Ron Paul boys, where they're talking about how you could really do college for $15,000. And they're talking about the whole thing, you know, all 4 years or whatever. And now ASU, that's Arizona State University, by the way, they've created about a dozen general education MOOCs, you know, these massive open online courses, the first of which they say is an introductory astronomy course. It's going to launch this August. Anyone can register for and take this MOOC for free. I get that, Sam. But those who pay a $45 fee to verify their
MOOC
identity.
MOOC on, man. MOOC on. That's all I got to say.
Yeah. Can, at the end of each course, decide if they want to pay the university a separate, larger fee to earn academic credit for their work. You know, but the bottom line is, hey, college is getting cheaper. Why? Because there's competition.
Yeah, there's competition. New technologies brought to bear. People are realizing the old plan just doesn't work. The student debt or, you know, loans are unsustainable. Kurt, it's melting down everywhere. Now, here's what I find fascinating. Are you ready? Arizona State University has just shot or fired a warning shot across the bow, right? Other universities will have to compete or die, says the article. And what I find fascinating about this is they realize the writing's on the wall, but they're smart in the story because they say this. You know, we used to worry about cannibalizing our current services and student body for these online courses. But now they say, we don't look at it that way anymore, Kurt. We just look at it as the pie being bigger. And they go on to talk about how you can be in high school and you can take these online courses and get the equivalent of your freshman year in college done while you're still in high school. And they say now these people come ready to go as sophomores for college. And instead of watching them in the minor leagues to see if they can play in the majors, what we really do now is we just look at their major credits while in the minor league. And we don't even need to look at the minor anymore. We don't need the SAT scores, the ACT scores, the this, the that, the transcript from high school. All we got to do is look at that first year of credits they already obtained, and we're good to go. Kurt, this is breaking down barriers. Other universities will have to flat out compete or die. This is phenomenal news. I'm telling you, it's incredible. Now, the Ron Paul piece fits in here because it talks about these exams, Kurt.
Yeah, and that's where this whole story came from. It was an email from them that basically just pointing out the fact that ASU is even undercutting itself on prices. But what, you know, this, we only mention it simply because you got places like BYU. There's places all over the place that are doing this online training and that kind of thing. They even say in the story, they say, well, you're going to miss out on some stuff, you know, and they're talking about the goofball stuff that goes on college campuses, etc. But I'm thinking, hey, man, that's the stuff you want to miss out on. Get that degree if that's what you want to do, and move on. But don't do it with huge amount of debt or huge amount of costs, and, you know, make it where, well, you get taught something while you're learning something.
Kids can have a degree easy by 19. They can live at home and save a boatload of money. Basically, they say don't pay retail for your child's education. For about $15,000, you can get it done. They say, first off, hey, do homeschooling, do K-12, and then stop paying. Your child can actually work hard with this minimal debt. They can work at a fast food restaurant, believe it or not, and make enough money for college. In fact, the fast food restaurants, many of them now, Starbucks and others, are working on helping children go to college. And when you look at some of these plans, along with the support system of online degrees or new technology coming to the center stage, you can get this done. Okay? And so all I'm telling you is, what an opportunity. This is an example where, again, there's a lot of people in education, and you would say, well, education, there's nothing you can do about it. It's a communist stronghold, and there's no way to stop it. The teachers' unions have it all sewn up. Not so fast. The power of one, a couple of individuals, Ron Paul and many others, have started to just hammer away at this sucker. And before you know it, dude, they got a breach in the dike. And pretty soon, competition is going to be a raining down. New technology taking center stage. Americans getting educated for less money, better educated, anywhere, all the time. And it's great news, Kurt. And so, you know what? There's a lot of negatives in life, but there's a lot of positives. Okay, we're busting out of this. You got to basically give away everything to try to get an education. Education costs are going down big time, Kurt. The bloated cost of higher education is about to collapse. We've been telling you that for some time, and now you see more and more evidence of that. But it wouldn't happen, Kurt, if a few people didn't say, we're going to work hard on this. We can get something done here. Okay? This is an example of where good people have gone to work hard, and look at what they've accomplished. Look at what they've accomplished. It is tremendous news. The bloated cost of education. I dig it.
Yeah, and you add to this things like the Khan Academy boys and, you know, so many options. I just simply want to ask anybody who thinks we got to keep learning the standard old way where you get up and you go over to some big government building and wait for, you know, them to call roll and all that kind of stuff. I just think, man, that's so old-fashioned.
Na, 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 na. Hey, yep, hey, goodbye. Hey, goodbye. It's changing, folks, and we are at the forefront of it, and we hope to help make it happen. From Khan Academy to many other online opportunities, Brigham Young University's doing it, Arizona State University's doing it, some of the governor's educational opportunities and plans are doing it. Like or dislike some of the opportunities, they have K-12 systems that you can take, even government school online. I don't support government school, but nevertheless, hey, I at least support government school from home more than government school from government school. That's all I'm saying. So, you know, whatever your step in the right direction needs to be, whatever you feel comfortable about, whatever, you know, pair of educational Levi's fit perfect for you, do. That's fine. I'm just telling you that it's changing. And there are more opportunities today than there was before. We'll keep an eye on this ball just for you. But that was a huge step in the right direction when it comes. Now, I guess BYU Cougarettes are in the news. Kurt, are they like hip-hop champions or something? What's up with that? Speaking of education.
Well, yeah, that was a kind of an interesting thing because you don't really think of BYU and hip-hop as, you know, kind of things that go together. But I guess, you know, they have a hip-hop championship. And the Cougarettes are what you call a dance group for Brigham Young University.
Oh, so it's a different kind of hip-hop.
Yeah, well, you know, but this is really, you know, the standard hip-hop, except they do it a little different. Their unique standards.
You mean they don't demean women and swear and talk about drugs and violence and sex and that stuff?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, they picked the ones that, you know, they thought fit them. And they basically won the national big shot thing where they, you know, everybody competed. And, you know, it's pretty cool. You can actually watch the video of it. And you don't feel like, hey, man, you've been sworn at, or you don't feel like you've just watched a porn thing or something. You know, you actually see, you know, young women working hard to compete. And, you know, they're covered up and everything, and they got the championship.
They're probably the kind of women you'd want to marry, Kurt. I'm just saying.
Yeah, well, that's right. And they're, man, they do amazing, what do they call it, choreography, you know, where they dance and they, you know, jump around. And, I mean, you can hardly follow them. Like this story from the Deseret News says, dance competitions can be lonely places for teams that don't show extra skin or incorporate suggestive songs and choreography. But the Brigham Young University Cougarettes have used the differences in their attire and routines to their advantage. They were named the National Hip Hop Champions, and that was down in Daytona Beach, Florida. You know, when you see the crowd there, you know, most of them are, you know, a lot less attired than these individuals, but they won the big trophy, Sam.
Well, that's phenomenal.
Yeah.
Well, it only gets better.
Right along with the rugby team.
A good point. Great point. Rugby and maybe the rugby players will be dating
and the hip-hop.
Hip-hop chicks, man.
Yeah,
maybe they'll actually
get
married and stay married and stuff like that, and we'll have a whole other generation of families that'll fight for liberty.
Amen.
Oh, now you're talking. Now all I got to do is teach them to have a bunch of babies. I'm telling you, we're taking over the world, ladies and gentlemen. Freedom-loving Americans standing up everywhere for freedom, for opportunity, for prosperity, and more. We got a road to hoe, but we can indeed shall get it done. Spend some time this Mother's Day, and don't be the guy that said, I didn't get my wife a gift for Mother's Day because she ain't my mom. Don't be one of those, okay? Just saying. All right, we appreciate you. LibertyRoundtable.com. We the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, can and will restore America. After all, this nation shall endure.